This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado public lands were the subject of two bills before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
One bill would establish a Dolores River National Conservation Area. It's sponsored by both Colorado senators. Democrat Michael Bennett championed the bill during the hearing, saying all sides came together and found middle ground to protect the Dolores River.
And the result is a thoughtful compromise bill written on the ground in Colorado by Coloradans.
The House version of the bill, sponsored by Colorado Republicans, has not advanced. The second bill would complete the Continental Divide Trail. It has bipartisan support in the Senate. The House has already passed a version introduced by Congressman Joe Neguse. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Representative Joe Neguse will be in the upper levels of Democratic House leadership next Congress. He will be the chair of the House Democratic Policy and Communications Committee.
It's an honor to be able to lead the House Democrats' messaging arm, to be at the leadership table to represent Colorado, the Rocky Mountain region, in House Democratic leadership. I'm excited about the road ahead.
Neguse says he expects messaging to be especially important next Congress as Democrats work to win back control of the House. While Neguse has been part of the Democratic leadership team since his freshman year, a new generation is now taking over the top leadership tiers in the next Congress. Neguse is slated to be the fifth highest ranking Democrat in the caucus. Arvada Police Chief Link Strait is retiring after 35 years with the department, effective at the end of the month. The city of Arvada made the announcement Thursday and named Deputy Chief Ed Brady as interim chief. This is CPR and KRCC. It's a windy day across Colorado. There are high wind warnings along the Front Range and in Grand Junction.